go ahead and move on to 16, because I know that there are a number of people here. And this is sort of my item. It's got my name on it, so I'll take responsibility for it. I'm glad Lou's still here, because this is actually Lou's item, and he promised that he would get it on the agenda. Thanks, Lou. there's actually been a lot of discussion over the last couple of days with a number of different kind of advocates in this arena. The council has received a presentation on the item, or a presentation on this particular issue, and there's been a lot of discussion about the kind of language that we use around discussing this issue. So I'm going to really actually hope and rely on some of the advocates that we have in our community. This is an issue that's come up a number of times as an area of concern, and it's our job as representatives to address those concerns. So I'm happy to see if there's any other comments from council, and then turn it over to some of the advocates that we have here in the community. And honestly, it's my best guess that there's been so many sort of alterations and changes suggested in the last couple of days that this is likely my sense that we may or may not decide to vote on this tonight. That there may be enough changes that we want to have an offline meeting with some of those advocates, get language that we feel really good about, and bring it back at our next meeting based on the discussions that have kind of happened over the last couple of days. Are there questions or comments from other council members? Why don't I go ahead and bring it to public comment? I'm happy to have Lou launch us off here.
I'm really glad that you guys were able to get this on the agenda. This is an issue that I've been tracking for 13 years, since before I was on the council. You need only look up at the sky on any given day and watch what's happening. You can see it. It is there for anyone to notice. High-flying white jet. These jets are unmarked. Flies across the sky and leaves what, if you were on the ground, you would be cited as a gross polluter. And these trails that they leave, we don't know what's in them. They don't go away. A typical contrail is in the sky and visible for a matter of seconds, minute at the most. These chemtrails, you can actually stand and watch the particulate fall away from the contrail. It appears as a thick white line in the sky, and if you stand and watch or look up every few minutes, you can watch it spread into a cloud cover, a high level cloud cover. This is happening not just over our area. I stood outside one day in Dayton, Ohio, and watched several of these planes create a crosshatch across the sky. And within an hour or so, what was a beautiful blue sky day had a white haze over it. We are not being told why this is happening. We are not being told what it is. One thing that I think would be important to track, and that information is available to you, is what are the increasing chemicals that are showing up in the lakes above town and in our water supply. One thing I know, because I've been watching it, is that aluminum is increasing in our lakes. And a long-held theory is that what we're seeing is the release of aluminum dust through jet contrails in order to create a reflective cloud cover that is a band-aid for the ozone depletion, something that will block UV radiation from the sun, which we know for years was talked about as something that was happening at an increasing level and creating widespread skin cancer. If it is aluminum, which is what I suspect it is, aluminum is also known to cause Alzheimer's disease, and you need only look around, and you need only see the increased number of Alzheimer's cases that we're seeing, and it's not hard to connect those dots. There are a number of other theories about what's being released and why, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if the program had expanded to include any or all of it, but most people don't notice. Most people think, oh, it's just a jet, and the jet left a trail because jets burn fuel. It is more than that. And it is very important that somebody stand up in a public and official way and say, no, not until you tell us what it is, not until you tell us why we're doing it, and not until you tell us and prove to us that it's safe. And what better place for that to happen than here? Because we do it all the time here. And that is a responsibility of this council and this community that we've taken on. So I encourage you to pass this resolution and make the statement, because it's a statement that badly needs to be made.
Thanks, Lou. Push it one more time. There you go.
Hello. Yes, my name is Peter Kirby. I'm working with Valerie Hood right now on the chemtrail resolution. It's funny, I need to say that we should start probably calling it the geoengineering resolution, if that's okay with Valerie. I actually haven't ran that by her yet. But I'm thinking that we at the behest of, Valerie started me thinking this way, that if we use the term that's acknowledged by the system, geoengineering, I think we're going to have a lot more success and a lot more impact, because many organizations do not even recognize the word chemtrail, although there's been a USA Today article about geoengineering. They make their what they want to do, they make it very clear. They have all kinds of full color illustrations and reports and documents. You know, they make it very clear. They say we go and we spray stuff out of a jet airplane, and we do that in conjunction with ground and space based support, and they say they are able to manipulate the weather in this fashion, to modify the weather. And there are other things that geoengineers do. Chemtrails is just one of them. But they make no bones about it. They're very clear. They say this is what we want to do. And, you know, there they are talking on and on and on about this like they've been doing for 15, 20 years. And then you look up in the sky and there's these X's and grids and circles and things. And it's like, I never saw those when I was a kid, you know. I realize now, I look back in my memory, and I know that I started subconsciously seeing these things about 15 years ago. And before that, you know, you'd look up in the sky and you see a jet airplane high in the sky, and it's got a tiny little tail behind it that disappears very quickly. And now you see these jets, you know, I've seen them flying in formations over San Francisco, like two of them right next to each other, like they're the Blue Angels or something, spraying chemtrails all over the place. It's you know, it's in your face, and just like Goebbels said, the bigger the lie, the more people will believe it. So I strongly am opposed to this. I know what's going on, and I hope you support this resolution. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Tom Slate, and I came down from Lake County. And this is wonderful. I've been, I wasn't quite sure what I was going to say, so I'll just wing it. We get the same thing on there. You know, a lot of people probably know Lake County has a reputation for clean air. Well, they have the same thing up there, and I've been before our board of supervisors, I think probably 15 times in the last 5.5 years, and they literally launch verbal attacks at me. And I think yesterday that they cut my mic, not the mic in the room, but the mic for the television show, because I went back and home, and the sound went out, and exactly when I stopped, the sound went back on. So I'm looking into that, but I had a few thoughts. I've been working in this for about 10 years, and I brought some videos. They're not going to help tonight, but they're packs of three, and one of them is, a lot of you are probably familiar with What in the World Are They Spraying, but I made one called White Haze and Jet Trails, Lake County, California, and then there's another one that goes with it. It's only 10 minutes. So I'll leave copies here, and I have plenty. I don't know if I have enough, but I have a lot more to give out. And I had a couple of things that I've run into. I don't know if I'm talking too loud, but that... the ridiculous answers we get is more and more and more information comes out. The experts are stuck with the standard answers that they were giving at the beginning. And one of them is, that's like what comes out of your car on a cold morning or day. And my response is, my car doesn't leave a trail 50 miles long and lingers and expands all day. And another one is, especially air quality people, it's not in our jurisdiction. Well, it's not in my jurisdiction either, but I have a brain and I can think and I can ask questions. And they also say, well, we don't test for what comes out of jets. So the situation is, it's not in their jurisdiction, and they don't test, but somehow magically and conveniently, they know exactly what comes out of airplanes, normal condensation trails, and that doesn't work. And I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Hello, Tony at 7-4 Terrace in Fairfax. This is a thing that brings up a lot of issues, and I mean, we can see it. I brought pictures here of over Fairfax of all the spraying that's going on in the last 7 years. I've been photographing it. The thing that raises to me my worry is if they are doing weather modification and they haven't informed us, what happens if one of their projects go awry and we end up having our town washed away and we lose our infrastructure? Who's a liable body for that? And then who's liable for the fact that my house slid down the hill or the trees have fallen over my property? Who takes up the responsibility and the liability financially on that? And that's one of the things I think should probably be looked at in this resolution that you guys are drawing up, is the financial responsibility in which the public's going to have to take on if any of these experiments or as these experiments progress. And I don't know what to call these things. You can call them chemtrails, geoengineering, weather modification, testing, or what. But something's going on. And the thing is that if you go to ask FAA, they tell you it's 99% water, okay? If you go and talk to the EPA, it's over 3,000 feet and it's not in their jurisdiction. So there really isn't anybody you can go to and get any answers out of. And I think as a collective body of people, we standing up and saying we're acknowledging these things are out there. There's no information really from our governing bodies and what they are and what impacts they have on our health, our water, our food, or anything like that. And I think that as us as citizens here in Fairfax or anywhere, I think that public safety plays here overall. And regardless if Puff was Maggots Dragons up there spraying stuff, if he's spraying stuff that's unhealthy, people should be able to have a say and a discussion around it. And I think that by passing this ordinance, it's going to open it up not only to the people here, but the other people that live next to us that are exposed to the same stuff as we are. And, you know, I really urge that this, it sets a tone here in Marin where we can have a discussion around this, because it seems like our state or federal government or the agencies that are supposed to be protecting us and our health aren't doing that or don't want to take the responsibility to. So where does it leave us is to go to our appointed officials and ask them to address this somehow, because we as citizens have concerns about it. And it just needs to be talked about. And seeing it every day is disheartening, because my trees are dying and the impact on my wildlife is huge. And if they're dying, what is it doing to us?
Yvette Wakefield, Three Main Court. It's this is long past due, and it might be too late. I don't know what's going on. No one really knows except the people doing it. I know that it used to be just the chemtrails that bothered me, and then about 5 years ago, I started noticing that there was always a white haze in the sky, and then I started commuting into San Francisco when I went back to school, and I started noticing that the fog was really weird. It was dry. All these vehicles on the Golden Gate Bridge were crossing in a fog that had no moisture. Not one vehicle would be using its windshield wiper. And I ran into Lou Tremaine in San Rafael on one of those days, and I said, "Hi, Lou." I said, "You know, Lou, it's so strange." I said, "The fog coming through the Golden Gate Bridge is all dry." And he goes, "Oh, yeah, it's aluminum, and they're doing this and that." Now we see whether it's aluminum, whatever that white stuff is, it's everywhere. Our air is so poisoned, and you try to look in the distance, and you look at Mount Tam, and all the air is white. And you can't see a green Mount Tam. It's like a figure that's behind several sheets of tracing paper, you know, when you were a child and you would trace. That's awful. It's an abomination, what they're doing. And some of the people doing this, one of the corporations is PG&E, and we know how they were about their gas lines. We know how they are about smart meters. They are doing geoengineering. Their geoengineering here office, they have a huge office at their headquarters in San Francisco. And that was on like Channel 5 News a few years ago. So thank you for doing this. Let's go occupy PG&E and put a stop to geoengineering and try to save our lives, because that is what is at stake. We're all getting sick and we know that. I don't have to point that out. Thank you.
Hi, I'd like to just speak to the people here who think this is ridiculous, because for years that's how I felt, and I automatically would dismiss anyone who brought it up. It just sounded crazy. And I'm a little embarrassed to admit I didn't take the time to really look up in the sky and pay attention. And the last year or two, I've actually been spending a lot of time looking at the sky. And there is something going on. I don't know what it is, but there is something going on that doesn't seem natural at all. And I really appreciate this town council for trying to do something about it. Thank you.
Valerie. Hi. Valerie Hood, 79 Dominga. I have to say I had the same problem. I actually, in my mind, made fun of people that would talk about this. Because often, if you look on the website, on you Google it, and there are a lot of really weird articles that link space aliens and chemtrails. And so, in the public mind, I think that's where people go, and it's one of the reasons I think that our former agricultural crop assessor Rosalind Peterson decided to use the words that NASA and the government use, which is man-made climate geoengineering and those sorts of things. For me, my realization was working on, just tried to stop the light brown apple moth spray and watching the grids day after day after day and having people come up to me and going, "They're already spraying. What are they spraying?" And I didn't know what to say. And of course, it frightened me. And then I started, looking into it and found out what I found out. I think I have a really good paper here that Rosalind Peterson sent me today, because I told her we were going to be coming here. She urged us to please not use chemtrail, because it's something that NASA has taken on to call a hoax, and they've enlisted the Air Force and different branches of the military to do the same thing. And so people who would otherwise be whistleblowers have not done that, because they know they'll be marginalized, as anyone who's talked about chemtrails has been in the community. I remember the day when somebody came up to me and said, "Valerie, you know you're being marginalized in the community for talking about this." That meant to me that people were talking about me behind my back, for one thing, and that, the things that, rather than having conversations, I was being marginalized. So I got a little taste of that. Doesn't feel very good. Anyway, so I'm going to leave this with you here tonight. There is a resolution that was presented to the legislature in Long Island, New York. There's another resolution that is being looked at in Hawaii right now. So there are a number of different communities that are actually taking this on as crops are failing, as Rosalind said. 30% decline in our crop production deserves a study, you know. All right, thank you very much.
Thanks, Valerie.
Tong Slate again. This is a really important point, I think, to this whole issue, because that word chemtrails has been absolutely made to look foolish. I think it's a good word, but I think it does lead to people being marginalized. Another one is persistent contrails, and I absolutely disagree with that one, because people say, well, so what? It's a contrail. So, but it, there's stratospheric aerosol geoengineering, SAG. There's a lot of different terms, but I would consider, too, probably a lot of you are familiar with Cliff Carnicom's work, and probably others were the finding supposedly biologicals and a lot of things. So the, my point is that maybe to consider a little further out, I had talked to Valerie a couple of years ago on the phone. We'd never met until tonight, but to work with you, I would offer to come up with something that covers anything we don't want, a broad spectrum rather than just a few specific things, and then leave it open for others. So thank you.
Thanks. Craig.
Craig Slater. Chemtrails is this mystical unknown. Geoengineering is something you can Google and read articles about in The Economist from a number of years ago. There's a geoengineering industry. It's just we don't know that much about it. And I think there's a lot of things that we don't know that much about. So this is one that it's like, oh, okay, that's so far away. Does it matter, actually? Well, forget it. I think it's our responsibility to look into, for the cause of transparency, full information, public information. Anyone who has listened, I wish Puff the Magic Dragon was here to have heard the testimony that's been presented with an open mind. And I think anyone who looks at the evidence with an open mind needs to know more. We all need to know more about this. So thank you for taking it up.
Thanks, Craig. So I'm going to, I can bring it back to the council, but the request that I'm going to make is that I'd be given another month to reword, relanguage this resolution and bring it back in February, making it as strong as we can, but also making it as viable and able to be taken seriously. So if there's any other council comments? Does that work?
Is it?
Okay.
Oh, there's one more public comment.
Yes.
Sorry. And I didn't close it. Go ahead. Button one more time, please. Push the button on the base of the microphone. Thank you.
Yes, I'm Tom Rowley. I live in Santa Rafael. And I've been watching these things for a long time. And I know the damage that they're doing. I've seen a lot of older people perish prematurely. Anyway, I have four very good videos here for any of the members of the council who would like to have a look at them.
And you can leave them on the table right there.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to close public comment on item number 16, and I'll go ahead and we'll bring that back next month.